Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
According to new research conducted by my next guest, there are a few sports which can quadruple a child's risk of getting a knee injury. And the pushier their parent is, the less likely they are to make a full recovery. Professor Sinead Holden is an exercise scientist, assistant professor at the School of Public Health, Physiotherapy and Sports Science in UCD. She joins us now. Sinead, perhaps you could tell us what kind of issues we're talking about here.
Thanks very much. Yeah, so we're talking about a apophyseal injury. So it's an injury that happens when kids are growing because they have a vulnerability where the tendon attaches onto the bone. So that's called the apophysis, and that's the type of injury we're talking about. And so when kids are really active and they're doing a lot of repetitive sports movement during this period, then they can be susceptible to getting these types of injuries.
Are there any particular age groups specifically, or genders indeed, that are more likely to be affected?
Yeah, so because it's associated with the development of the skeleton, we can see that both boys and girls get it, but because girls mature earlier, they get it slightly younger than boys. So girls get it around 10 to 13 years of age. This is for Osgood Slatter, the one we see in the knee. And boys get it then around 12 to 14 years of age, so a little bit older because they're maturing that little bit later.
So if you do get Osgood Slatter, how do you deal with it?
Well, at the moment, there's a lot of different things being prescribed, and it probably depends who you go to. But traditionally, it would have been rest, stop sport, wait until pain subsides. But the reality is kids want to play their sport, and a lot of kids identify with their activity. So it's moving to a bit more of an active approach where you're trying to help them stay engaged in their club and in their social circles playing sport, but maybe modifying the type of activities they do so they're not experiencing so much pain and they can keep up with their physical activity.
And I mentioned pushy parents in all of this. You know, parents always, or generally always, want the best for their children. But is there a danger here that pushing your child to get back on the field, get back out there, could cause more damage than good?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the thing we're seeing is that kids are playing more competitive sport and it's getting more competitive younger. So they might be playing both for their school and their club. And if they're really good, they could also be playing up age groups. So they're often encouraged to do that because they're going to get better. But the problem is, of course, that then can come with an associated risk of getting an injury.
So just if they do get injured, rest really is the answer, isn't it? And just let them rest until they are fully recovered. Or am I right? Sorry, Dr. Sarah here prescribing what should happen.
Well, I think we don't want kids to rest entirely. And the reality is they might not do it if you tell them to. So I think it's more about helping them to manage their pain and being active to the extent where possible. The other thing which we see is really reduced strength and performance after they develop this type of condition. So one thing they could consider is kind of active rehabilitation and doing some strength training to kind of make sure that they might not be susceptible to a future injury and really build back up their resilience again so they can participate in sport to the level that they want to.
Are there any particular sports, Sinead, that would make children most susceptible to this type of an injury?
Well, for the one that we see in the knee, it's the type of sports that are going to load the knee joint repetitively. So activities like jumping, kicking, running, sprinting. So we do see it in team sports like football, Gaelic, basketball, that type of sport. And then in the heel, we see that a lot in football players as well. Yeah.
Just finally then, if parents are a little bit concerned about, you know, trying to avoid all this, you obviously don't want to take children out of sports that they love. Is there anything you can do to try and prevent it or guard against it?
Yeah, so obviously you don't want to take kids out of sports. And actually, there's a little bit of research shows that specializing in one sport to the exclusion of others might be a bad thing because you're doing too much of the same movement, too much repetitive activity. So probably the best thing to do is encourage your kids to sample different sports and get that variety of movement and different skills. And that's going to be really good for their development anyway. Okay. And then encourage what they do and don't push them too much into one thing.
Very interesting to speak to you, Professor Sinead Holden. Thank you very much for joining us.